Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States withdraws from the terrible Iran deal that was initiated by President Obama and his administration. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President Donald Trump terminated the United States' participation in what is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran. It's not a treaty because it was never ratified by the Senate. Congress never had the opportunity to have any input on this. It was just something unilateral done by Obama and John Kerry and his administration. It is a failed plan that ultimately gave a glide path to Iran to continue to develop long-range missiles capable of carrying a nuclear warhead to long distances and continue their nuclear development process, ultimately leading to a short area of time in which they could become a nuclear power. Now, the sanctions that were imposed before this deal came into being are being reimposed, and additional sanctions under the Trump administration are being imposed against Iran and any organization, company, or business that has dealings with Iran. Matt, this is a good move. You know, some people say, well, it's going to cause all kinds of instability on the area of the Middle East. But let's look at two leaders in the Middle East. And what did they say about this? Not somebody over in Europe or somebody else on the Democratic Party platform, but what do the people who live in that region actually say? And it's completely opposite. They support what President Trump did.
Well, we know Benjamin Netanyahu came out a couple weeks ago with smoking gun proof that Iran was using this deal, this unilateral action by President Obama, where they were sending over cash loads, $150 billion, much of it on crates under cover of darkness, like the mob doing a payment.
Yeah, $150 billion
with a B.
In cash. No wire transfers.
Yeah.
Which you would think, you know, you would just, if you're going to transmit money of that magnitude, you do it at a wire transfer.
Yeah.
No, but what they did was cash in crates.
Like pallets of cash?
Pallets of cash.
Yeah. And listen to what, at the time, Secretary of State John Kerry admitted. He acknowledged that much of that cash would be funneled into terrorism, to which could actually result in you know, the deaths of Americans, the deaths of Israeli. He said, I think that some of it will end up in the hands of the IRGC or other entities, some of which are labeled terrorists. See, they can't even bring themselves to acknowledge that Iran is the largest state funder of terrorism. It is an Islamic terrorist nation, and we're sending, Obama and Kerry sent $150 billion of American taxpayer dollars, which could then be turned around and used to kill Americans. There's a word for that. It's called treason.
Treason.
Yeah, so traitors. This was a treasonous unilateral action by Obama, and Donald Trump has stepped in and done the right thing and has reversed it.
You know, that's kind of scary. I mean, let's talk about John Kerry for a minute and what he's up to. I mean, he wanted to be president, but he's like one of these huge traitors.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel was always opposed to the Iranian deal during the Obama administration. He's been very vocal. He did that amazing presentation, how Iran lied about its
nuclear weapons. On the floor of Congress.
And then he also did that one in Israel where he did the same thing. He did it in the floor of Congress. He did it here in Israel. He did it to the United Nations. But after the Iranian deal was terminated, he also praised it again. Well, what about Saudi Arabia? The head of Saudi Arabia praised what President Donald Trump did. This is not somebody in some foreign recesses of some office building in another part of the world that's pontificating about whether this is good or bad. This is someone who is directly affected by what President Trump did, and he is congratulatory of President Trump. Now, let's look at Jordan and Egypt. Look at all the surrounding Muslim countries. Do you hear any outrage by any of those? No. They're either silent, which is huge, because they have their own political issues to deal with their own Islamic insurgencies in various countries, or they're coming out vocally praising this. Saudi Arabia, with regards to Saudi Arabia, there's two things. Number one, Iran and Saudi Arabia are not allies. Iran is Shia, and Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Most of the Middle East is Sunni of the Muslim faith. Shia is the minority, and that's what Iran is. So they already have a conflict. Moreover, Iran wanted to take over Saudi Arabia so they could have control over Mecca. So there's obviously that tension. What we also know is that Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries in the area also are not supporters of Iran, because Iran has its own agenda and it wants to itself be the dominant power in the world over all the other surrounding Muslim countries.
So the only country that was really benefiting from the Iran deal was Iran.
Yeah. And then Iran, you know, this is the terrible thing, Matt. You talk about Kerry admitting that some of this money went to terrorism. Well, what did Iran do after this deal? What happened in Syria? There's no doubt in my mind that Iran used some of the United States dollars to ultimately put its terrorists in Syria to try to get close to Israel, to destroy Israel. Iran also helped and has been continuing to help Hezbollah in Lebanon, on the northern part of Israel. And they've also been helping Hezbollah, which is a recognized terrorist organization in Gaza, that little strip on the Mediterranean that abuts up to Israel. They're trying to surround Israel because they want to destroy Israel. Why? Because they are Holocaust deniers. They want to actually have the Holocaust happen again. They want to literally wipe out Israel and the Jewish people. To do it with United States dollars is shameful. To do it at all is awful. To do it with our help is shameful. This is what Obama ultimately allowed to happen. But in addition to that, once Iran becomes nuclear, if it did, Saudi Arabia has already said they've got the money.
Yeah.
They don't have to develop their own nuclear weapons. They can go out and buy a nuclear weapon. They've already said that. If Iran gets close to nuclear, they're going to go buy a nuclear weapon. They could buy it from any other place around the world to self-defense their own country. Yeah. In other words, the entire Middle East would become a nuclear tinderbox.
Yeah, that cannot be allowed to happen. And to find what Iran's motives were, where their hatred lied, you only need look what happened as soon as President Trump reversed this deal, they're calling it. It wasn't a deal. Did you know, I read in several different places, Iran, they didn't even have to sign anything. So they weren't even really held to it.
And not a single prisoner was released in exchange for that deal. Not a single prisoner in Iran, that American hostages continued to remain under Iranian brutal beatings in their prisons.
But then after the reversal of the deal, Iran shot rockets, probably using American dollars that Obama sent them. He aided and abetted the enemy here against our ally Israel. They attacked the Golan Heights with rockets.
Yeah, they attacked the Golan Heights with rockets. Now, they shot six rockets towards the Golan Heights. Four of them were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome, which is a world-leading technology to intercept a missile. It's like shooting a needle to another needle at incredible speeds, and they all hit each other on the point and blow up in the air. That's what Israel has invented. So they shot four of those down. The other two landed in Syria. So none of them even came close to Israel. Also, the Iranian-backed terrorism in Lebanon has been shooting rockets over towards other places. What we have here is a threat to the entire Middle East, to Europe, and to the world. Unlike the former Soviet Union, where they were nuclear and we were nuclear, and they knew if they hit a button, we would hit the button, all of us would be destroyed, humanity would come to an end. They had an ethic of life. The Iranians don't. They have an eschatology in which they believe that they're going to be the ones to bring in the final conflict. So they can push the button without having any problem, because in their worldview, they'll just go to heaven and have 70 virgins and be able to go directly into heaven because of their jihadist activities. That's why they're such a threat. I'm glad we have a president who's standing up to this threat of world domination by Iran. Pray for the president. Pray for Liberty Council. Pray for Israel. Visit our website, lc.org. Support Liberty Council with your prayers and financial support. Visit our online store, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.